I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
If you were Adam 22, you're like, I trust you, honey. Go do this. You know,
trust.
Really big thing on the internet right now. There's this husband and wife and they have a podcast together. They bring on girls every week and then they have a threesome with that girl. His wife has been asking him like, hey, I want to do the same thing. So she this guy named Jason Love.
You saw curious. How big it was. It was your biceps.
He creeped in her. He in her. On the camera. After the whole tape, they did post interviews. She talked about how like it hurt for days. Every time he tried to touch her, she'd like, ah. And Jason also went and did interviews. And Jason was like, oh yeah, like Lena hasn't been
stretched out in a long time.
And so I had to really stretch her.
Is it true that Adam filmed it too? My little brother, he's in a relationship with his high school sweetheart. He's coming to UCLA. She's going to a school in Boston. They were like, as soon as we depart, we're going to break up. Very realistic about their relationship. And I think that's the healthy way to go about it.
I broke up with my high school ex too. I've also been in long distance relationships that did work.
Rosie, the only time when something works is when you guys get married and have kids.
Call me in 20 years.
You'll be right there in John's arms.
I sure hope so. I'm happy now and I want it to work out. If you had a wife, would you let her fuck another man publicly for money?
It's a hard no.
It's a lot of, it's life changing, $1 billion.
It's a hard no.
Okay.
It's a hard no.
Alright.
Publicly? Publicly.
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 Cause that's what Adam 22 and his wife Lena the Plug
did. You know what's crazy is if the roles were reversed, how would the guys feel if you had the ability to publicly, you know, fuck a girl or do things with a girl, but privately, you also had a girl?
Right.
I'm sure that all the women would be outraged. No, you never.
No. So that's actually what Adam and Lena are doing. So for people that don't have no idea what I'm talking about, so there's really big thing on the internet right now. But there's this husband and wife, they make content, and they have a podcast together.
Yeah.
And on that podcast, they bring on girls every week.
Yeah.
And then they have a threesome with that girl.
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, so he has been f***ing like
what are we doing
tens
wrong?
And tens of women, like hundreds of women every week. And then they post like this on their own.
Yeah.
So this has been a common thing. But apparently his wife has been asking him like, hey, I want to do the same thing. And like,
it makes you think that it's socially acceptable for a man to f*** multiple girls while when the second it's flipped, you're a fuck. How could you? Oh, you are disgusting.
Right, because no one called Lena a cuck. But as soon as she f***ed, so she f***ed this guy named Jason Love.
I mean, for the record, Jason Love.
And it blew the up.
have you been on the black and orange website?
No.
To see what he's packing?
I'm gonna be honest. I skimmed through the tape.
Do you think that you fucked her better than Adam did?
Well, obviously yes.
But you saw how big it was.
Correct.
it was this whole upper. It was your biceps.
Okay. Yes. So for context, if you guys don't know.
God.
So basically, these husband and wife, they have this podcast, and the husband finally allows the wife to f*** another man. So she gets like this adult star, Jason Love, to come film with her, and they market it for weeks.
He has like a 12-inch
and then they record the whole thing.
Yeah,
they record the whole thing, post it on her OnlyFans. So now the entire internet, and obviously it's leaked, so the entire internet has basically seen Adam's wife, Lena, get
He creeped in her.
He knew in her. On the camera. He knew in her. And then she.
Is it true that Adam filmed
she
it too?
It.
How do you think he felt seeing her eat pie?
You know, brush your teeth. We can't kiss until tomorrow.
That's what I heard. I'm not sure, but I heard he filmed it. I'm not sure if it's true though.
Okay.
But okay. But yeah, so then after this.
He replied to the tweet.
Oh my god.
He said, if you're gonna call me a cuck for filming this, then.
Oh, he did film it. Oh my god.
He filmed his wife getting
ruled
by a man with hung.
Yeah, and here's the thing is, after the whole tape and like everything, they did post interviews about it. So Lena and Adam went on their podcast and she talked about how like it hurt for days, right? And like every time he tried to touch her, she'd like, ah. And like
when Adam tried to touch her? Or?
Yeah. Oh. And Jason also went and did interviews and Jason was like, oh yeah, like Lena hasn't been stretched out in, you know, a long time. And so I had to really stretch her. So imagine Jimmy. I really want to like, if you were Adam 22 and for whatever reason you let your wife, you're like, I trust you, honey, go do this, you know.
Trust.
You're making the bag, she buys you a car, like they're making so much, like sure.
I mean, no. There's many ways to start a business with your wife, and
yeah.
You know, you don't need to have your wife get by the biggest man on earth, you know, to make a bag. And also, you're getting clowned on by the whole internet. Like, if you were to do this in your private life, if you get off of this in your in the privacy of your own little bedroom, sure, fine. Yeah, you know, do whatever weird fucking fantasies you want to do, you know? Explicit details should not be disclosed to the internet.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my boy Sneeko, same thing. But his was like a little baby, like a little trial version of what Adam 22 is like. So basically, Sneeko took his girl to a party where you specifically trade partners, right? So there's parties where you just you could go to spectate and watch other people have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll too, but you know. But parties, you go for the sole intent of swapping partners.
Right.
So somebody else is giving your wife, or giving, in your case, giving you the pipe, while, you know, your man is giving the other girl the pipe.
Right. Is that being cut? If you're like, if it's a
I don't swap, think I don't think trade, I don't right? think I don't think it's you're being. If you're swapping, I think you're only if you get fulfillment out of watching your girl get.
I've never tried that, have you?
No. No, I don't know what I think girlfriends like to joke about it to get a reaction. Like, what if you probably did that? You're laughing.
Yeah, you do that. I say that. I offer that all the time. I'm
to
like,
your man.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll watch. I'm like, you could do it.
Oh, you're the cuck. You're in the chair watching.
Yeah.
What if another guy?
Cannonballs. This summer is not about the size of those cannonballs. It's about making a splash. And with our friends at Manscaped, prep for barbecue season by making sure your grill master has the hottest dogs the summer's ever seen. When you're at the cookout, let the meat speak for itself with Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. It's time to get ready and not sweat by going to manscaped.com and use code DOWNBADSHOW for 20% off and free shipping. Some of you are entering your adolescent years. This is also a good time for you to get Manscaped in order to enhance your confidence about below the waist trimming. Do that by getting the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, and it has everything you need to guarantee you'll have the most mouth-watering treats at the party. Their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunctional on and off switch which can engage a travel lock and give you the ability to turn 400K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. They got the crop preserver, ball deodorant, keeping you from sunrise to sunset with a soothing aloe vera formula. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped boxers and the Shed travel bag. So that being said, get 20% off and free shipping with the code DOWNBADSHOW at manscaped.com.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely not. No, we would both be dead by morning.
Dead? What do you mean?
Like, John would kill both of us. Yeah, no. Nah. I am never touching another man again in my life.
You never joked about that with him?
No, I have. Like, we talk about that, the Adam Lena situation. I'm like, would you let me? And he's like, are you crazy? Like, are you kidding? Like, do you want to die? And I'm like, no, sir. No, sir. I'm good. I don't want to, but no.
Right.
It's just a question. No.
Yeah.
Not me.
But I think the whole Adam and Lena, you know what's funny? I saw this picture or this meme of like how Lena looks at Jason Love in a picture versus how Lena looked at Adam on their wedding day.
And I saw that.
And she just looks so much happier.
Dude.
Looking at the guy who's giving her good, better
pizza. Yeah. It's so crazy. Like,
and how do Adam be? I don't think Adam really even be that crazy. Like, this man smokes a whole lot. He doesn't look like he works out. Like, if you're an athlete, this is why I hand it to athletes. I feel like athletes, they could lay the pipe down. They could. Athletes, like, you have good stamina, you have good like rhythm, and you have, bro, you could lay it down. Mm-hmm. Whereas compared to a guy that just smokes a whole bunch of weed all day, basically Adam, like, what are you doing?
No, like, really, my question is, like, I just really wonder how this has affected their relationship and their marriage. Like, they have kids, they have daughters, yeah. Oh, and it's like, I don't know. I just like, can you really look at each other the same way?
Kids. Yeah. What are the kids going? Well, the I kids hope are going to see their mom getting
by another guy. Yeah, I don't. That's what like social media, right? Like, we're both content creators, and we talk about sex online, but like, I think there's still a line between that and like, yeah, every detail of your sex to the dripping from her I can see that.
And there's no censorship on it. Like, no, you just press a fucking button, you could go see it.
No, everyone, you know, on the internet is just talking about their marriage, like talking about everything, and mm-hmm. it really makes me wonder how hard that must be. Like, that's... unless they can completely like
turn it off.
We don't like close your eyes, you know, like it's not real.
Yeah,
but like, I think on some human level, reading that stuff still affects you.
It's so I feel like it's sad. It's destructive, you know?
Yeah, there's no amount of money I'd do it for. Like, I would not, right? If I'm married and I have kids and I'm in a happy, like, there is nothing I would do to risk, like, the health of our relationship.
The health of your relationship, the health of your future.
Family, yeah, yeah.
Like, family. It's like, for what?
Yeah.
Why did Lena agree? Because it's her job. And why?
Oh, no,
why
she wait, wanted to do it.
Why wait until after you guys got married to do? Because apparently she wasn't doing all of this before they got married.
Interesting.
Like, weren't they only doing three girls? Like, why after the marriage? Like, okay, now all of a sudden I'm taking on offers to get, I mean,
she's wanted to forever, right. And like, Adam just finally let her. He was just like, okay, like, you know, you deserve it.
She finally felt secure in the relationship.
I think so.
To be like, oh, I finally got a ring. I finally got papers. There's no way Adam is going to leave me. Finally, I could give this out to whomever I want. Whomever so I please.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, listen to me.
Do you think almost a little bit of insecurity would allow Adam to feel more secure or have more say in the relationship?
Well, no, Adam has a lot of say in the relationship. Like, again, like, Adam was the one who gave her permission to do it.
It's not like something that he was on the fence about.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, but he gave her permission, and like, I'm pretty sure he split the profits with her, if not took a lot of it. Cause like, after she did it, he gave her a car.
Okay, Lena, I'm so proud of you doing your first ever BC scene that I decided that I wanted to get you a little something nice. Open your eyes.
What? This? For me? Oh my God! Babe, I really need to keep this?
This is for you. Anything for my queen.
Oh my God, I have a nice car.
He like bought her a car to be like, you know, good job, baby. You did. Yeah, no, it's insane. Like, I don't know if you've seen, I went down such a rabbit hole, but like Adam was tweeting stuff like, and Lena was tweeting stuff. Like, she was tweeting pictures of like, yeah, like, and she's like, oh yeah, this is me and Adam after watching my sex with Jason. Like, they watched that shit together. Like, to it or what? It's so hard for me to wrap my mind around that. I'm just like, it feels like a simulation. It doesn't feel real.
Yeah, I think I texted you. I was like, I think a lot of people, I think Adam is starting a movement. I think there's a lot of closet cucks, and he's the first, like, he's the trailblazer for all the cucks in the world that's finally like, yes.
Really?
I like that too.
how many people in the world do you think are, like, how many what percentage of the population?
I feel like a lot of people are on the fence, or like are open, could be open to it, but they're just afraid of the societal, like, pressures and the societal, like, you know, the negativity that could come from it.
Listen, I'm never one to kink shame if you're not harming people, but like, I don't know if it's so much a movement. I actually think there's a trend towards like more open and like polyamorous relationships in general. Like, oh yeah, within marriages we can fuck other people. Like, I know, yeah, I have friends that are like that.
Right.
But I think it's, yeah, it's again the concept of like marketing this whole thing out and
well, the thing is, like, most of the time, I would say it's not a woman that wants to have an open relationship.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
For the most part, you're right. I think a lot of women, like, they would like just one partner. It, like, it's instinctual for guys to, like,
yeah,
all right, I've had this for XY years. I've been having the same for the same.
Oh my God.
Right? I want to, like, it's true. Like, got after X amount of, I want to try. Like, if allowed, I would like to try.
Okay. So, you would, if you were in a long term relationship, you would want your girl to let you, like, have a little, like, cheat day.
Cheat meal.
Huh?
Yeah.
But can she have a cheat day?
Does she want a cheat day?
Yeah.
Does she want a cheat day?
Yeah.
You sure she wants a cheat day?
Yeah.
When she's actually confronted, like, by a whole stranger. Because women have all these, like, feelings, like, oh, I don't really know him. But for guys,
it's a friend she's been wanting to have.
Oh. Oh, that's dangerous. Oh, it's.
Or a poor, yeah, I don't know. Jason Love.
Jason Love.
Would you let your girl go be with Jason Love? Oh my God.
But I think Adam is also doing it in fairness of like, okay, if my girl let me do all, like, right. I pipe, like, so many other
Uh-huh.
Why can't I let her?
Yeah.
Like, right, I think Adam is partially doing it in fairness to.
No, it's kind of sweet and loving.
In a way.
But I think the aspects of it that are weird are, like, again, just how public it is. That, like, now the entire internet has seen your wife's, this guy's, like, ramming into her. And then you guys are all talking about it after. You guys are all like, oh, yeah, like, he's talking about how stretched out she was and, like, how numb it was. And
yeah, spare me the details, you know?
But this kind of brings me to a different topic where, like, that's a very extreme version of this, right? Yeah. But I think there are a lot of content creators that kind of skirt those boundaries too, right?
Like myself.
You do content.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, wait a sec. I do.
Yeah, I mean, you're not having shit on camera, but you're flirting. There's tension. There's these things, there's dates, right? There's romance. And then, and that's very public.
Yeah.
And then you also have, like, you know, private real relations. Maybe not right now, but right, like in the past, so on.
Yeah. And I've kept certain relationships in private.
Yeah.
But you know, in videos, you see me with so and so.
Right.
But maybe, you know, in behind the scenes, I might also have a so and so.
Yeah.
And that goes to your point. Like a lot of OnlyFans, they have a lot of private relationships, right? Where they make it seem like they're super single on their Instagrams, on their Twitter, whatever the fuck. And for the male gaze, for, you know, attracting more male viewership, right?
Mm-hmm.
Giving people, I don't know, like a chance. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's keeping their bag up.
It's just monetizability,
right? Keeping their bag up.
You've
literally
seen this. Like, I think, like, it used to be like a whole joke, but like once a girl posts her boyfriend, she loses a bunch of followers.
Yeah.
And like sometimes for women, that is like money. That's literally money that they're losing, right? So like, I mean, we've seen that, like, it was a whole thing with like Amaranth, right, coming out that she had an abusive husband, and like a bunch of people got mad because they were like, oh, like, she's been hiding like this information this whole time, like blah blah blah. But it's like, yeah, and it's interesting, right? I'm not saying there's any right or wrong here, but it's like there are a lot of content creators whose job is literally to like
sell sex or sell intimacy.
Yeah, or to appear or like, right, again, to your point, like to your content, right? Like, yeah, like it's like you're trying to teach people how to pick up girls, right? And like, yeah, just because you have a partner maybe doesn't mean like you can't do that content anymore if they're okay with it. But right, there's a bit of, little bit of blurred boundaries here. Yeah. And like, even for me, I have a partner and I horny tweet. I talk about like my fucking pussy. I talk about masturbating.
Right?
And it's like,
It's this new age of social media jobs that makes real relationships hard to navigate through. And I've had a more pessimistic view on relationships because of this. Because I'm more in the fact I'm gonna just stay single until I'm ready to give this life up.
So you think it's one or the other?
I'm just like, I don't think I've tried it. I've done stuff in front of the camera. I've done stuff behind. I've had rosters. So now I'm at a place where I'm just like, I don't know. It's social media and doing dating related stuff, sex related stuff, intimacy related stuff is not conducive for having a real loving relationship. As sad of a truth as that may be, I don't know, like maybe I'm a little bit more pessimistic. Maybe some people, I mean, people are always trying to find ways to navigate through it, you know, short communication, you know, but it's, you could talk about it all day, but really it's like, it's about how this type of content makes a person feel, you know, and that you can't, I don't know if you could change that.
No, and it's also new. Like, social media is still so new for us to wrap our heads around that. Like, I think my take on it is like, relationships are already hard.
Sure.
And if you add any like extreme factor to that's gonna make it 10 times harder.
Sure.
And like for example, like celebrities, right? Yeah. Like celebrities, yeah, like their relationships are so hard because of their fame and their work. And like, Ashley, do you ever feel like you're an actor? Like in the sense where, like, for example, like Tom Holland and Zendaya, right?
Yeah.
Like Zendaya just did a role in a movie where like, yeah, like she'd had a threesome, and then Tom Holland had another role in a movie where he had gay sex, right? Like, not real sex, but like, yeah, they were like making out, right? Like, Zendaya's making out. Yeah, Zendaya's making out with two men. Tom is like making out with a man. Yeah. And they're actors. This is what they do.
Right. But like, what's the public backlash on that?
Yeah, but the internet is like, holy shit, because that's not the normal person, right? Like, if you were a girlfriend, went on like making out with a bunch of dudes, that would make you feel some type of way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right? It would. I think it's, is for people with a you almost gotta build a thicker skin when you make content or you make videos or you make movies, you make art. You gotta look at it from like an art point of view. You gotta reframe it. Mm-hmm. Like my partner is out there making art, and that's probably what Adam tells himself.
Yeah.
But then the also what comes with social media is the immediate public backlash. You see it immediately on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see all these comments talking about Adam, talking about the Zendaya scenes, talking about and then these celebrities that now they see all the. And oh man, like the internet, they come up with some clever. They're like the top tier bullies.
Yeah,
they are like bullies on steroids, and yeah, it could really destroy. Yeah, it's really destructive for a person's self esteem, for a person's mental health,
so
a lot of it isn't even. You know, from what you see your partner doing, a lot of it is from the backlash of other people talking about it.
Yeah.
You know?
This is...
And even your friends.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, yo, if let's say I'm making out with a girl on camera just for the video, right? Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes, I also have a girl. Mm-hmm. Now, if my relationship with the girl behind the scenes was public...
Mm-hmm.
To my friends, her friends. Now her friends seeing said video of me, you know, in front of the camera making out, would probably send it back to her.
Yeah.
And be like, yo, is your man doing this?
Right.
You're gonna allow it? This is crazy. Right. This is meanwhile, you know, the friend isn't living a life like this.
Right.
You know, the friend probably has a partner with a stable job, a fucking accounting firm.
Private Instagram account. Just
living a normal, regular life. Now imposes all their beliefs and all their thoughts and all their, like, you should, but you shouldn't.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
And then it influences,
you
know, the girlfriend that you have.
Yeah. Damn.
Their viewpoints on things, and then now if she's a good level-headed girl, she will take point of views and take it into consideration and maybe bring it up to you in a mature way, but that's not how it happens most of the time. Most of the time it's like, my friends are right, how could you make out with the this is so hurtful,
That's tough. And it's like...
It's really tough.
It's just such a tough situation because to me, right, like I know you and... It's like I don't think either person is in the wrong. Like, yeah, if to me this is like what you do is art and content and like it makes you money. It's like it helps you grow your channel. Yeah. This is what people like to watch. Yeah, that's your job.
Yeah.
And like it's not like you do this stuff and like you're doing anything disloyal. Right, like you're putting it out there.
But, the thing is that it's actually very blurry. Because to a lot of people, I am being disloyal.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But to me, in your relationship, like, I know how communicative you are. You're like, hey, this is what I do. This is my content. Right. Like, right? Like, and, you know, are you okay with this?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like, because I'm like that, too. Right? Like, this is my Twitter. This is my content. Are you okay with this? Right? Like, we can't have partners that, like, you know, don't sign up for that. But it's like, it really makes me wonder because, like, my last relationship was completely private. Like, I did not talk about... No one knew I was in a relationship, right? And, like, he preferred it that way.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a relationship that is very public.
Right.
And it's very interesting. Yeah, and really annoying now. Because, yeah, like, I'll tweet... No, I'll tweet a horny joke. Like, I'll tweet... Yeah, like, we joke about fucking each other on the podcast all the fucking time.
Right.
You know, but it's like... Yeah, I tweet a joke about that. Like, same thing. And now it's, like, a bunch of people. Like, holy shit. Like, did you guys break up? Like people that don't know me, right? Like his friends, like, are texting him, and it's like,
what's the tweet?
My
pussy's been dry lately.
No.
Oh.
I'm funnier than that. I did a really viral tweet with Ian Hecox recently, the Smosh guy, and it was like we went to Heidi Lau, and we I we took a picture together, like with the soup, and I was like, Ian, can I horny caption this? And he was like, sure, go for it. And then I just did a bunch of like horny caption drafts where it was drank everything here and I'm not talking about the soup or something like that. Like, yeah, like sucked everything up and I'm not talking about the soup or the soup was creamy, but he was creamier or something, like a bunch of shit. Like, it was just like a bunch of texts of like horny captions.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he responded like, Jesus Christ. And I like took a screenshot of that and like posted it. And it got like 40,000 likes on Twitter, right? Because it was just funny. But then a bunch of people are like, oh my God, are you and Ian dating? And like, blah, 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 right? I'm just like, it's just a funny conversation. It's implied sex.
It's implied.
I mean, sure. Listen, yeah. I'm not saying, like, if you don't know me at all and you read that, yeah. Like, two people talking about sex with each other, maybe they're dating.
Like, oh, shit.
But it's like, where I'm in this space where it's like, yeah, my content revolves around talking about sex and making jokes about sex.
Yeah.
And this is
and that's
now.
That's why I fuck with you. That's how we linked up.
Yeah. And this is what we do now. But it's right, this is what... The norm for me is no longer the norm for most people,
and
right?
It's like, it could like, we formed a connection from it. So it's not only just monetary, like, you know, connections.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a whole bunch of things.
Oh, like, I've made so many friends. Yeah, yeah, like.
Because it's so, I don't know, eye-catching. It's a
tiny No, yeah. People just think I'm
it's
funny.
It's dope. It's dope.
People are
yeah.
I love your content. Exactly. It's like, at the end of the day, it's content, right?
It is.
It's entertainment for people.
Yes.
But it's like, yeah, when it's in the boundaries of a relationship, it becomes difficult because people start projecting like what their definition of a relationship should be. And it's like, whoa, aren't you dating someone? Don't you have a boyfriend? How can you say this to other people?
Exactly.
And it's like,
so a lot of people cannot grasp it, and it's no fault of their own. They're just not living a life.
Yeah. Like that. Oh yeah. And that's, again, that's like, that's, it's so normal to like, this is what relationships were like,
which is why I think we shouldn't be in relationships.
Yeah, you take that
I'm
back.
Kidding.
You
I'm kidding. That. I'm kidding. Hey, man, I love you, John. This is what I have chosen for myself, you know? And I make it clear, like, especially, I know I've been celibate for a hot minute now. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's what I said to the last girl I was kind of talking to. Like, I think... within the first, after EDC, it was like a week later, she came down and we kind of had a talk about her liking me. And then I'm like, I enjoy my time with you, but you know, I can't afford to be in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
Do you know the content I made? Do you see a lot of this?
Yeah.
Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
You know, quite frankly, it's just, it's the way, I don't think what I do is conducive. And it takes a real level-headed girl to like really understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, if it's a girl that's like, oh my God, that fucking, that just slaps me in the feels.
Yeah.
And that's, has a lot of great qualities. Mm. I might make some compromises.
Yeah.
But until I meet her,
this
has got to be the way it is.
I respect that. I think it's smart, and it's like even
it's
actors.
Sad.
No,
it's sad.
Well,
come on. Yeah, it's lonely.
Even actors are doing this, right? Like
I'm
the guy,
some, yeah.
The guy that plays Joe from You,
yeah.
Joe Goldberg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he literally asked them to stop giving him sex scenes because he was like, "Hey, I have a wife, and I don't feel comfortable."
Interesting.
Dude, and like,
wow.
But it's like each person sets their own boundaries, right? Like other actors, are like, "This is fine for us, and we continue to do it," but it. It's interesting for sure.
Imagine
I don't know.
Turning down sex scenes.
Yeah, but it's like Ariana Grande and her husband just divorced, Dalton Gomez. Mm. And it was like the same thing. He just talked about how like, it's like difficult to be married to someone that is so famous and lives such a different life.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like, it makes me wonder if like, damn, because I've told you this before. Like, all
fame it's not conducive for a relationship.
Yeah. All I want that at the end of the day is like, I want to get married and have kids. And sometimes I'm like, damn, should I just private all my shit, get off social media, and just be a good little wife?
I think so. I think that's what it takes. I really think that's what it takes.
Damn.
I think there's so many people that have taken down that path. Who's a good Jenna Marbles, Niga Higa, they've all have stepped away from social media.
Yeah.
I mean, they have their own personal like mental health reasons for why they did that. But I think in general, it's just, it's not good for sustainability. I think social media is good. It's a really good fast paced career for a, while you're young. And then as, at a certain point, you have to step away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is, I mean, this is so interesting to think about for me, because social media for a long time is like a hobby, right? Like I had a full-time job, and this was just like tweeting on the side because it's fun. But now that I don't have a job,
you gotta
monetize off of it. Yeah, and if this is my livelihood now, and it becomes serious. You have to
double down on monetizing this.
Yeah, but also at the same time, like, again, wondering, like, how does this affect my relationship that I care about, right? And like, and I mean, I have such a cool partner, right? Like, we talk about all this, and he, like, is so supportive of what I do. But yeah, every now and then, like, a tweet gets to him. Like, that's normal. And then it's, like, talking through that. But it's, like, it just makes me wonder.
He can't detach from the tweet and...
I don't think it's so much... I mean, I don't know. It's just, like, you can't control your feelings, right? Like, in any relationship, like I mean, there are much crazier relationships, right? Like, there are dudes where, like, your girl posts a picture with a guy, and he's like, what the fuck? You know?
Right.
Right? And, like, sometimes, yeah, a tweet might just, like, rub him the wrong way, right? Like,
So when, let's say a tweet rubs him the wrong way. Should his immediate response be like, all right, let me chill for a second. All right, I'm mad. I'm feeling some stuff, but I'm like, all right, let me chill for a second. Opposed to like, I'm mad. What are you doing? Like that instinctive reaction of like, what is this? You know, I think maybe he should take a more like chill approach on reading these things.
I mean, we've talked about this a lot. That's the only way to make the relationship work. But it's like, I think any relationship actually, right? Like if you're angry about your partner at something, you should never come at them swinging. Right? You come at them swinging like, what the fuck is this? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Are you like, like you're embarrassing me. You're doing whatever. Like they are immediately like defensive and it's going to be a fight. Like they're, cause they have to protect themselves. Right? Like, like you're like calling them a bunch of names and they're like, that's not true. Like I'm not disloyal. Like I'm not whatever. So I think, I think it's, this is something that I try to practice a lot with all of my relationships. It's one of the things, the best things I learned, is just like nonviolent communication. It might seem a little silly, but it's just like a framework for when you're feeling things, like talking about your feelings, right? And not being accusatory. Right? So like if you piss me off, like instead of me coming to you and being like, Jimmy, fuck you, you're a bad person, you're a bad friend, like, right, making accusations on your character that'll make you defensive. It should be more like, hey, Jimmy, like when you didn't invite me to this event, it made me feel really sad, right? Because I like want to be your friend and I feel left out.
I feel unheard, I feel unseen, I feel
And then you're ignored, not, and now you feel empathetic, right? Like you don't feel like, oh shit, she's attacking me. You're just like, oh shit, she, like I hurt her. Which is a very different framing.
It is.
But I think people in relationships, like I think, that's one of the most useful things.
Has this been useful?
Yeah. I think that's helped for like a lot. Yeah, a lot of stuff that like we disagree over.
That's great. Right?
Yeah, it's just, it's never about like, because to me, I think people are so quick to like assign like moral judgments on people. Like, oh, you make a mistake, you're evil or you're bad. And it's, it's not that, it's not, you know, it's not like that. It's just like, sometimes people are trying their best and sometimes people make a mistake and you should just pinpoint what that mistake was. Hey, you left out the dishes again and that frustrates me because I want a clean home, you know, or whatever it is, and give the context, give the reason instead of like, you're so dirty, right? Or you're so messy or you never work, you're so lazy. Like now this like hurts the other person.
Exactly.
Yeah. It helped. This has helped me a lot with like even my mom or like to just talking to like anyone in my life really.
Your mom?
Yeah. Like my mom and I, right, like used to have like screaming fights all the time.
Sure.
And it's like, I don't know. Yeah. Like now it's just like, if, even if we have problems with each other, like, yeah, it's not like you're a bad mom or you're a bad daughter. It's just like, hey mom, can you like, please? Yeah. Like stop doing this thing because it makes me feel this way, right? It stresses me out or whatever it is.
Yeah, apply it to all your relationships, not just intimate relationships. But to the topic though, I think this isn't a thing that typically people could, I guess, relate to, but it's more like a first world problem for us creators. You know, I think typically people aren't making money from social media.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing is I think it's trending there, right? I think it's like more and more like girls are making money online, like opening up like OnlyFans accounts. Like that's becoming really common.
Yeah, even on a smaller scale, maybe your girl has 5,000 followers.
Yeah, and even then. Yeah, and she's if she's posting like bikini pics, like gym pics, hot pics. Yeah, yeah,
and she's like, wow, I'm getting all these followers.
Yeah. And men are commenting stuff like, oh, you're so sexy, you're so hot. Like, this happens to, like a lot of people now. Like, if you, or like even on TikTok, you blow up on TikTok, like, this is happening, right?
Yeah.
And like, how do people start dealing with that when they're in relationships and they either like, like there's fame or there's attention or there's whatever? Yeah.
So just for my fellas out there, don't, you know, just slide on girls with private Instagrams for the safety and well-being and the health of your relationships. The second she has a public Instagram account,
it's over.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a lifetime of chaos and headaches and fights, and you will. It's like a slow death.
Mm.
Yep. But, or if you want to practice
I should just kill myself.
But you know, for my queens out there, get your bag, you know what I'm saying? Don't let these guys, you're an independent boss bitch. You get your bag up. You don't need a guy. You know, you don't need to be in, like, you know, once you get your bag, then just delete your entire history, your catalog of, you know, sexual related content, and then private your Instagram account, and then make a new Instagram account that is private, then you find your man. Sounds like a good...
No, I have a question. Is it, so if you see a girl with a private Instagram account, is that a green flag to you?
I think now it is. Oh, Gabe in the back, like, yep, that's my shorty. Yeah, I'm never bringing her on camera. She's never gonna be exposed to y'all. That's right, fellas. Gabe will have a behind the scenes girl, and then he will have many wives in front of the camera. But his true wife will never be exposed to the internet, and that is how it should be. That's how this day and age we navigate social media.
Damn. So you really don't think you'll get a girlfriend until you quit like YouTube or the content that you do?
Or maybe she'll be behind the scenes and still I'll still be out here on these streets. Or you know, I find a prodigy. I grow some prodigies that are out there.
Yeah.
You know, making.
Yeah.
You know, on the streets, a henchman. I will I'm taking applications for henchmen. To be on these streets, and then I'm gonna just retire with my wife.
What if she's just like you? What if she becomes part of your content? She goes on and rizzes
like you don't need it. No. I'd say like an ideal scenario could be like she's at, like we actually have so much chemistry together on camera.
Yeah.
And then we make videos together. And then she also needs to be able to like navigate the real part of the relationship as well off camera,
right?
And I feel like a lot of social media girls have this hyper inflated ego, you know, because they get all this validation from all these other guys, and I feel like I don't know, X, Y, and Z. You know, and they get all these big brand deals, and I don't know. I feel like dating a girl that is more down to earth, and it further proves the that phrase down mm-hmm. to earth. Mm-hmm. You know, they are just a normal girl working a regular job. They're down to earth. Whereas, like, you know, the girl with so many followers, with so many fans, so many guys in her DMs, it's a hyper inflated view. It's hard to be humble when you're in a position of status.
What do you think about, like, yeah, like, would you ever do couple content? Or, like, what do you think about people who do couple content? Like, do you think, yeah, like, that's an interesting angle too, where it's like you do stuff together, not mm-hmm. apart, mm-hmm. but both of you are also on camera all the time with your relationship.
I guess I liked some of the videos that Prank versus Prank did. I'm trying to think of a couples YouTuber that I enjoyed watch. I don't know. I feel like it's got to be casual vlogs. Like, if it's my girl, I would like it to be not so forced. Actually, yeah, I take back my point with Prank versus Prank. They forced pranks on each other. Mm. That was, like, what the fuck? Mm. Like, you guys are a couple. Why are you, you know, fucking hiding spiders in my bed to get a laugh?
That's just not even a good prank. That's just, I hate pranks that, like, will actually, like, freak someone out for real. Like, yeah. I like, silly pranks. Like, there was this one couple prank I saw where this woman, like, bought a leek from the grocery store, like, the vegetable, and then she put it in the sink. And she was, like, she was calling her husband, like, oh, my God, come here. There's a leek in the sink. There's a leek in the sink. And that's, like, you know, that's cute and goofy to me.
Yeah. Or if it's, like, Annie and Michelle... I think they make content that I think is pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Some of it, you know, it's to cater to our audience. Mm-hmm. But also, I think they have a good separation of, like, content and their real life. Mm-hmm. So they will make videos just to make videos for the bag, whatever mm-hmm. the fuck. Mm-hmm. And then they will have their own private relationship.
Yeah.
So I think that's also a good way to go about it, to navigate that.
Yeah.
But I see the best way is that, like, if me and my girl just have, like, great on-camera persona, mm-hmm. and we're not forcing content all the time. We're not mm-hmm. forcing, like, I could just vlog us going to Disneyland, or vlog us going on a trip together, or just vlog a day in the life, you know? Mm-hmm. Or like, hopefully, you know, this is a girl that could have a lot of value to teach me and the people of the internet, mm-hmm. and she could do that, mm-hmm. right? So it's less so forced. I don't imagine her doing, like, rizzing content. I'm like, no, like mm-hmm. like the videos that I do now is like, it's like one for fun, mm-hmm. for myself, and then two, it is to teach other guys, like, confidence, mm-hmm. Like how to carry themselves. Mm-hmm. But yeah, once I have a girl that I potentially want to make content with, mm-hmm. it would not be similar, I don't think.
Yeah. Do you feel like, I mean, do you feel like this applies to any other careers? Like, do you feel like there are other careers that, like, wouldn't work for a relationship? Like, for example, yeah, like military or like police, right? Like, that's military. if you're putting your life on the line all the time, that's hard to be in a relationship with. Right, and like what else, or like really high stress jobs, right? Like
entrepreneurship, I guess.
That's true.
Like six this figures, I would say, like anything, where someone they have to run a company of like a lot of employees. Mm-hmm. That comes with a lot of sacrifice. That comes with a lot mm-hmm. of time.
Yeah.
Huh. That needs to be spent on on their business.
Yeah.
And they're thinking about it like 24/7.
No, you know, you're right, because I know a lot of people that like what you said, like mm-hmm. like so like the ex Twitch CEO, right, Emmett Shear, yeah, like got married and had a kid pretty recently, uh-huh. and yeah, stepped down as CEO. and like made the same choice where it's like he is focusing on his family now.
Yeah.
And like sometimes you can't do both.
You can't. It's that that's such a high stress.
Right.
It is, yeah, such a high stress job that you have to constantly think about that you're just not putting that same energy. You can't even expend a little energy to think about, you know, so and so, because there's hundreds of lives that depend on you to be able to make decisions for said company. And meanwhile, you know, your girl or your wife is like, baby, I miss you, you know. Like, no, I have 100 people I need to feed. Like, you wanted to hang out for a date night. Like, no, you're being, right? So that's where the arguments come in.
No, I get you, because I dated a founder that you know, thousands of users, and it was like that. And now I'm dating another founder.
And you don't learn your lesson, and it's fine.
And he's dating a creator. So, oh my God.
So it's gonna be it's tough.
It's hard. No, it is hard.
And that's why I gave it up all. I gave all of it up. I was like, you know what? I need my peace.
Mm.
That's why I choose the path of celibacy.
Yeah.
Not for long, but we'll see.
Damn. I think it's just the thing for me is like I want to be like a stay-at-home mom. Like once I have kids, I want to be home with the kids. So I need to make money now.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to get married and have kids, I need to be in a relationship. So it's just like
put that shit on hold. Let's make a pact. Let's make a do a pact. Do a pact with him. Yeah, if we're let's hopefully both be still single in 4 years when I'm ready to settle down and have kids.
No, but it doesn't work like we need to be together to know if we want to get married and have kids. Right?
Yeah, but there's so many obstacles in the way. There's so many.
What a take.
Try pitching him a pact.
Oh God, I hope he doesn't watch this. John, if you're watching this, I am not I'm not proposing a pact.
She's thinking about it.
We're gonna make this work.
That she reacted to it was like, oh, that would be so. That would be so nice if he's down.
Listen. Okay, we've actually had this conversation before, and it's like, yeah, because he just started a company, right? He's like in one of the most stressful times of his life.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm a distraction.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we go on date nights. We hang out every week. Like, we get into fights that, like, you know, derail your day.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you wish that you'd met me at a later date?
Yeah.
Right? And he said, yeah, like, it would have been nice if we met, like, 6 months from now.
Mm.
Right? And I said the same thing. And then I was like would you want to pause and resume in 6 months? But he was like, no, that's stupid. Like, we're already dating. I'm like, yeah.
Is that right person, wrong time combo?
A little bit of that.
It was like trending on TikTok. It was like a song about right person, wrong time.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Right? Do you feel like it's a little bit of that?
I think so. But I also think, it's more important. Like, again, I think John is the perfect partner for me. Yeah. And I think it's more important to have like a great partner and like figure out the timing. Because like, the time will pass and we will change in our whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know. I don't know if I believe in like there's ever a perfect timing. And it's like, you just have to make
it
work.
There is. There's
okay,
there's
when is it, Jimmy?
Huh?
When is it?
When you've made your bag, when you made a big chunky amount of money and you're in a more stable place in your life, that is a great time. That is a great time. And you've like, you don't have, you know, the baggage from your exes, like maybe I have, and that is a great time.
I just don't. So
there's a lot of great times, actually.
Well, so should people
to your point?
But so should people just not date? Like, if people are in college or they're figuring stuff out, like, should they just not date?
Technically, yeah.
Then we know people in relationships in their 20s.
They could date, they could fuck, they could do all of the above. Right. Just don't make such a strong commitment to each other. It's unrealistic. It's like, oh yeah, let's fucking forever. Yeah, we're each other's forever.
I'm gonna prove you wrong. I'm gonna prove you wrong.
Please do.
Yeah. I believe I don't know. I believe you could do it.
Yep. And you know what I like, actually, my little brother, Eddie, right? 18. I wanna bring him on the channel. I think he is. He was on the channel a long time ago, but he's in a relationship with his high school sweetheart.
Aww.
But they are. He's coming to UCLA. She's going to a school in Boston.
Mm.
And they were like, yeah, as soon as we depart, we're going to break up.
Yeah.
You know, they're very realistic about their relationship. And I think that's the healthy way to go about it.
Yeah.
You know, if there's some really a lot of headwind blown your way, it's like, let's it's for the better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And good on them.
Mm-hmm. No, I broke up with my high school ex too, because I was gonna go to Philadelphia and he was in Texas. But like, I've also been in long distance relationships that did work. So
it did.
Well, for the long distance period.
If you guys aren't married, it has not worked.
My fault. I know long distance relationships that
the only time. Rosie, the only time when something works is when you guys get married, have kids, and live a beautiful life.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Any other time, it's okay. You have failed.
Okay, call me in 20
years. You have failed the job at mating.
Call me in 20 years.
Okay. And you'll be right there in John's arms with...
I sure hope so. Hey, life is long. Who knows? But I'm happy now.
It is so long.
I'm happy now, and I want it to work out. Hey, just because other people are in a happy relationship and you're single doesn't mean you need to make everybody miserable.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I have been targeted as that guy. I have been. And Gabe could. Every time I see my friends having I'm a red flag, but every time I see my friends get into fights, having a rough time in their relationship, I'm like, it's real nice over here, guys.
This is true. Every time we have a fight and I tell Jimmy about it, he's like, Rosie, it's peaceful.
Not just you. It's not just you. It's not just you. My friend Khan, just anybody. I'm like, damn, it's rough over there, huh?
Oh my god, you're the friend that everybody should worry about.
Yeah. All right. And then as soon as I'm in a happy relationship, I ignore everybody. Yep. All the people that tell me that I should get out of it, I don't listen to a thing that they're talking about. So, yeah. But, no, I'm all power to you.
Thank you.
All power to you. All jokes aside, yeah, no, I support you and Johnny.
Yeah, we're actually thinking of moving in to the same complex as Jimmy and Gabe.
Wow.
So. So, if that happens, we're gonna be like a big family.
Yeah. No. Like all jokes aside, I like John as a person. Look, just because I like John as a person and I could, you know, we're friends and we're cool with each other doesn't necessarily mean like I could still have my say on like where I stand with you guys in the relationship.
No, of course, yeah.
You know, it's no a reflection on how I feel about him as a person.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so
he's a great person.
So it's a lot of times people say it's like, oh, do you hate da, da, da? Like, no, it's just, yeah. It's like sometimes I like you as an individual. I like you as an individual. I might not like you guys together sometimes.
I don't think there's anyone I could be with that you would think it makes sense, because I think you would think I'm the problem always. No, it doesn't matter what the guy is. it's like Rosie should not be in a relationship.
No. I shipped you and John. Like, I just.
Yeah.
I do.
Did you ship me and my ex?
Huh?
Did you ship me and my ex? Do you know enough to?
I feel like I ship you and John more than I ship you.
Aww.
And yeah.
That's good to know.
Both like right here though.
What does that mean? Nah, they're like both like right here.
No. My faith is still like.
I will prove you wrong.
If I could even.
All
see
right.
It.
Okay. Anything else? Any last?
No. I think that's about it.
I'll prove you wrong.
Okay. I had a question.
Yeah.
In relation to relationships and do you feel like men get more simpy?
Yes. Uh-huh.
In the second they get into relationships, and do you think it's your fault or the woman's fault for making it? It's actually like quite ironic. It's like, yeah, you want your man to be more simpy, but the more simpy he gets, the slightly less attracted you are by him. Is that true? True or false?
I find a guy more attractive the more simpy he is, because I like effort.
No. You say that. It's.
But the whole reason I
really think about this.
Like the whole reason I fell for John was just like how much effort he put into.
Sure. In the beginning, but like as the relationship, like, as you guys gotten deeper and deeper into the relationship, right? Do you feel like it could be the root of some of the problems?
Okay, I think what you're saying here is the wrong word. Because to me, simping is just like, oh, you really
give me a right word.
I think you're talking about really more like putting your partner on a pedestal, right? Like people who revolve their lives around their partner. Uh-huh. And I've had exes like that. Like my high school ex, like I felt like I was the only thing going on in his life. Like all of his time was me. Like he didn't have a career going. Like all of his money was on me. Like, yeah. And that was too much. Because that was like, I want you to have your own life. And I have my own life. And we come together. Mm-hmm. Right. But like, yeah. But it literally felt as if like he was worshiping me and like revolving around me. Like I'm the sun or something. And that's weird, right? But I don't think that's simping. That's like something completely extreme. Uh-huh. But yeah, that will make you like, yeah, like not attractive. Like
I was. But I'm talking about in this instance specifically. Mm-hmm. If he was less simpy and he was more indifferent about some of these things, wouldn't it make it?
Interesting. Like, if he cared less about,
right? If he was pretty indifferent about your tweets, maybe he cared a little bit less about.
That's interesting. So that's interesting because my last ex, like, didn't care about my tweets at all. Like, yeah, like I could tweet literally whatever, and he didn't care.
Yeah.
And I think he got more indifferent towards the end of the relationship, right? Like less, you know, we weren't going on dates. He like would forget to give me flowers for our anniversary, like that kind of stuff. And yeah, like I was not happy about that. And that's ultimately why the relationship ended. I was like, hey, you're not like doing these things that make me happy. And he was like, well, I can't do those things.
Right. So that's because, oh shit, whoops. So that's because he like naturally cared, like didn't care anymore. But what if, right, he intentionally like imposed indifference?
I don't know. I never feel right about like playing games or pretending to feel things you don't, or like
for the sake of like the benefit of the overall relationship.
Interesting. Right? Like if a tweet bothered him and he just didn't bring it up to me, he was just like,
let me shrug it off.
I don't know, but I just feel like that's gonna build up resentment on his end, and that's not healthy either.
No. It's a reframe that I think it's his responsibility to like take care of his emotions, and not place it on you. Right.
That's interesting.
It is, right? That's but it doesn't mean that he cares about you any less. He still really cares about you, but it's just him dealing with the emotion intentionally, like, and reframing it.
Let me shrug
that's
it off.
That's interesting.
Let me brush it off.
Do you think that's his responsibility to do, though? Because I feel like...
I think potentially... I feel like as a man, there's certain duties that you have to uphold. So, like, I mean, dealing with crazy tweets is one thing. I think there's other things that's going to pop into the relationship. And if you react really irrationally or really emotionally, it's...
I don't know. I don't think he's reacting irrationally at all, though. Like, it's like, again, yeah, like, if a tweet makes him feel uncomfortable or bad, that's so valid. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's up to me to compromise and also, like, find out how to make him feel better.
Is that your job or is that his job?
I don't...
Because what if there was other things that bothered him, right? That might be a little irrational. Maybe, like... You're hanging out with, or you're having dinner really late with a guy because it's a business relationship, or maybe you're out of town for work, and you know the other things that make him feel a little insecure,
right?
About and you've validated him, yeah. Sure, he still feels a certain type of way. Yeah. At a certain point, I think it's him to like kind of flick it and kind of like shrug it.
I don't know. I think it's a balance. Like I think he does this with a lot of my tweets. Like he's fine with a lot of them. And then yeah, every like one out of like 100, you know, bothers him. But like it's the same thing. I don't know, because let's flip it, like vice versa. Like if he did something that bothered me, like I feel like I should be able to go to him and say like, hey, this bothered me, instead of having to just swallow that. Depending on what it is, right? If it's irrational and I'm crazy, like sure. But yeah. But I just don't think withholding communication is ever good in a relationship. Do you disagree?
I don't know. I think sometimes there's times to take personal accountability in with your emotions. Yeah. And sometimes do you feel like you feel super insecure, like super secure in your relationship? Too secure?
Is that a thing? I mean, I feel very secure in my relationship.
Right.
Is there a thing as too secure?
Yeah.
I think, well, again, now I think what you're talking about is like complacency, right? If you're too complacent in a, like you feel like you don't have to do anything to make it work,
No, it's not that. It's also like, and this is why, you know, yeah, it's not a conventional way of thinking. This is why women call me a red flag. This is why... it's a fact. But I think it's good when you feel just a little bit insecure in the relationship. Like, like you might, because that's makes you feel more, I think, more feminine and more like submissive. Which is more like of your natural state of being as a woman.
I don't know. It's hard for me to think hypothetically. It's like...
No. Brain there, if you could. Right?
Interesting.
Like maybe, what if he's flirting a little bit with someone?
I just don't know if I care. You don't care? I don't, like, yeah, he tells me about like there are girls in his DMs. And I'm like, yeah, you can reply, whatever.
Okay, maybe not even that. Maybe like he's not dishing as many compliments as he typically is. Right? And I was like, how come he hasn't complimented me in like 4 days?
Interesting.
Does he still love me? Baby?
I don't know.
Baby, do you still love me?
I don't know. I think it's a balance with anything. Baby? I think it's like... I find him really attractive when, right, like, he's working on, you know, his stuff and he's, like, you know, like, doing all these things that are really cool, like,
sure.
I mean, bettering himself. But, like, I like feeling like a priority and, like, I think a big part of, like, yeah, just, like, the appreciation I feel and, like, you know, like, one of my favorite things about him is just how, like, loving and caring he is. And if that changed... Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm not saying like flip it 180. In a relationship, there's actually three relationships that that's being had.
Huh.
It's the relationship you have with yourself. It's the relationship that your partner has with himself, and then there's the relationship that you guys have with each other. A lot of times when the relationship that you guys have with each other starts crumbling is because the relationship you have with yourself is it's tough. Like, you're going through it. You know, there's family, there's work, there's a lot of things going on inside you. Depression, mood swing. It's not good with yourself.
No, that's a good way to phrase it. Yeah, like, when my mental health is bad, it's so hard.
It's draining for your partner. And vice versa. Yeah. Jay Shetty, I think that's a podcast I heard from.
Listen, I'll give you some credit here that, like, at least for me as a woman, like, there are certain things in the relationship where I like feeling feminine. Like, I like feeling, like, taken care of, like, as a girl. Like, you know, like, swept off my feet kind of vibe, you know? But I think John does that.
We've said enough today. we delved too deep into our personal lives.
Into my pussy.
Yeah. Which is not that deep, by the way.
What? I mean,
it's only like three and a half.
Slander is untrue.
It's you. What? You want to have a deep pussy? You want to have it just...
All I'm saying is John has a big dick. It's deeper than what you just quoted, so...
Let me stress you out. Just like... Okay, Lena the plug.
I hand the mic.
You guys. All right. Didn't need to know that. Why did I say that? I don't know. This is why this is the Down Bad Show, guys. And please, if you guys enjoy this episode, please give this a big thumbs up and go check it out on Spotify and Apple Music. And last but not least, please follow Rosie on her on Instagram and Twitter. Most importantly, her Twitter.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.